This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian forces tried to advance in eastern Ukraine and trained tank, mortar, and artillery fire on Kherson in the south, the Ukrainian military said, as Western allies sought to buttress Ukraine and its neighbors against Moscow. In Washington, a $1.2 billion U.S. dollar contract for National Advanced Surface-to-Air Missile Systems for Ukraine was awarded to Raytheon, the Pentagon said. On Wednesday, Ukraine Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba had said his country needed U.S.-made Patriot missile defense systems to protect its civilian infrastructure, which has been under heavy attack by Russia at the start of winter. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari says the war between Russia and Ukraine is allowing arms and fighters to stream into the Lake Chad region. Timothy Obuzu reports from Abuja.
The Nigerian leader spoke Tuesday in Abuja to a summit of heads of state from the Lake Chad Basin Commission. Buhari called for more vigilance and cooperation among the commission's six member nations against the increased proliferation of weapons into the Lake Chad Basin. He said weapons meant for the Ukraine war and to combat terrorism in the Sahel are being diverted to West Africa and ending up in the hands of terrorist groups. He didn't specify who was diverting the weapons, but said the development was threatening improved stability in the region. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has called for a major political conference before the end of the year to talk about key state affairs, where he's expected to address his increasingly tense relations with Washington and Seoul over the expansion of his nuclear and missile programs. This is VOA News. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro on Wednesday called for the total lifting of U.S. sanctions on Venezuela's oil industry after a slight easing of the embargo against his country.
Para lo que exige Venezuela, que es levantamiento completo.
He told the press conference Washington's decision to grant energy giant Chevron a license to resume some oil operations was a step in the, quote, right direction, even though they are not enough for what Venezuela demands, which is the complete lifting of sanctions against its oil industry. A top European Union official has warned Elon Musk that Twitter needs to beef up to protect users from hate speech, misinformation, and other harmful content to avoid violating new rules. The EU's Commissioner for Digital Policy told Musk on Wednesday the social media platform will have to significantly increase efforts to comply with the rules that threaten big fines or even a ban in the 27-nation bloc if tech giants don't comply. Christine McVie, the soulful British musician who sang lead on many of Fleetwood Mac's biggest hits, has died at 79. The band announced their death on social media Wednesday, saying, quote, there are no words to describe our sadness at the passing of Christine McVie. No cause of death or other details were immediately provided. The inventor of the Rubik's Cube has some tips on how to solve the puzzle. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Erno Rubik invented the cube in 1974 in Hungary.
In 2 or 3 years, it became a real worldwide craze.
The original 3x3 Rubik's has 43 quintillion possible configurations.
If a problem is complex, you need to, divide the problem for smaller elements.
In 2010, a group of mathematicians and computer programmers proved any Rubik's Cube can be solved in 20 moves. For Rubik himself, give him a cube, and before you know it,
it's done.
The current record holder solved a Rubik's Cube in 3.47 seconds. I'm Ed Donahue.
Soccer fans at a viewing party in Melbourne erupted in cheers in the early hours of Thursday after Australia beat Denmark 1-0, qualifying for the World Cup's knockout stage. People in the jumping crowd lit flares in celebration. Argentina also advanced Wednesday, as did Poland and France. Tunisia, Saudi Arabia, and Mexico were eliminated from Qatar's World Cup. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA.